Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Today is one of the things we stand for, one of the things that, one of the pillars that undergird this church is the supernatural. Is the supernatural. We believe in the supernatural. We believe that God still does and will do unusual things in the lives of his children. We believe in miracles. We believe in signs and wonders. What does that mean? The signs and wonders and miracles are those positive, inexplainable things that happens to a believer as supported by the Word of God. Equally, there are things that also provoke the supernatural. All through scriptures we will see, and 21st century is no different. All through scriptures we see unusual things happen in the lives of people. Positive things. Divine intervention. Amen. Praise the Lord. And one of such divine intervention we also celebrate today as we dedicate Mary and Segun and Mary's baby today. Amen. That's another miracles. We've had miracle babies this year. So there are things that happens in the life of an individual, positive things that happens, and those things also they can be provoked to happen. You can walk in a certain dimension that make things the supernatural and everyday occurrence for you. The supernatural can be provoked by faith, can be provoked by an act of faith, an act of obedience. It can be provoked by the gifting of a prophet or an apostle, and that is what we are doing today. Today, the Lord has laid it in my heart to put a mantle in your hands. But before we do that, I want us to go through some scriptures by chance that you will subscribe to the supernatural lifestyle, and I want you to. We have been fasting now. Today, from today, this is the 7 days to go. Amen. Let me clap for yourself. Amen. You are the most beautiful and handsome people I've ever seen during a fast. For some people, when they are fasting, you don't even go close to them because they are touchy, they are angry, they are upset, they are everything. That's why the Bible says, "Is this the fast that I call for you?" Where you abuse everybody because you are hungry? He said no. But you have a good attitude. You are always very happy. I pray that a shout of joy will not depart from your home in Jesus' mighty name. That the very reason why you are fasting, that you will come into a great harvest of that same reason in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So let's look at, today I want to talk, before I put the mantle in your hands today, and I'm praying that the grace of God, as the mantle is being placed in your hand, that the grace of God for the supernatural will be released in your favor in Jesus' mighty name. That wherever you use your mantle, and so you get the mantle today, next Sunday is our testimony Sunday. It's another power pack session. Amen. So, right? So that testimony is also another power trigger, power source. All right, and then the following Sunday, you will bring this mantle back, will be our Jericho praise, the praise of victory. All right, the devil is in trouble on your account this year. I say the devil is in trouble on your account this year. All right, so I want to talk to you about the hand of God. The Bible says that we are made in the image of God. And so because God has a hand, when he created us, he gave us two. Give us two. So that means that what works in the hands of God should also work in your hands. He said, in the beginning, God created the world. And he said, let us make man in our own image. Let us make man in our own image. And when God was going to create man, man ended up having what? Two hands. So this gives us an inclination that God has hands too. If I have two of them, then God has hands. If I have ears, it means that God has ears. Oh, by the way, that's why he answers prayers, because he heard the prayers. If I have eyes, that means God too has eyes, so God can see. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. So I want to look at the hand of God, so you can begin to, so it can inspire you to put your hand to use in a certain dimension. Do you understand what I'm saying? So these hands were created for a purpose. For us to know the very purpose for which these hands were created, we need to look at the hand of the Creator and see what the Creator did with his own hands. Oh, okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. These hands were made by God. For many of us, we think that these hands can only be used to write and to carry children. Isn't it? To write and to carry children. If I'm not writing, I'm picking up, and then to cook, and then to direct food to my mouth, to feed my belly. That's the function of a hand for some people. It puts food in your mouth, it carries your kids, and it writes for you. Isn't it? What else? Some will struggle to say what else. So we cannot fully appreciate, put to use, the value of, let me speak for myself. I cannot fully appreciate the value of my hands until I look at the manual. And I look at the Creator and see what did he do with his own hands. Isn't it? That's a fair deal, isn't it? What did he do with his own hands? Right? I'm sure the man who created the inventor, Dyson, I'm sure the day you see him use his product, you will feel like a fool. I don't think Dyson uses his product the way we do. Does that make sense? Right? Okay, I've never used one before. Oh, don't buy one for me. I have one. Okay. I got one last Christmas. I know it looks like collecting Dyson. No, thank you. Okay. I can read all your minds. Oh, it doesn't have that. Oh, no. Ah, next birthday, next Christmas. No. Don't do that. Yeah. So. But for you to fully appreciate your Dyson. The equipment, right? There's the only inventor that came to mind, all right? Then you must either read the manual, which probably most of you don't, right? Because as far as we are concerned, unpack and plug. Is that not that, isn't it? Unpack, if you are like me, you just unpack and plug, and then you start wondering, why is this not working like this? Now, if you are like me, you won't bother going back to read the manual. You just kick it aside and go and buy a new one. Buy a second one. Does that make sense? So I want us to look at what the master, what God, not even the, what father, what daddy did with his hands. If we know what daddy did with his hands, and he then created us, it will give us an insight into what we should expect to do with our hands, right? And what we should expect from what we do with our hands. Is that okay? All right. So we do that, and then I will put the mantle in your hands, and then we dedicate my daughter. And there we go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 26. Can someone help me drop down this temperature, please? Deuteronomy 26, verse 8. Ah, poor shaky brand. Hey. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a what? Can we read that together, please? One, two, go. So the Lord. Function number one. My hand is meant to drag my destiny out of terror. My hands are meant, he said, with an outstretched hand. So it is my hands are meant to grab for rescue. So the hand of God is a hand of rescue. As I place this in your hands today, you will rescue your children.
Amen.
You will rescue your career.
Amen.
You will rescue your marriage.
Amen.
The marriage failed not because there's a problem. The marriage failed because they didn't know how to put their hands to use. Do you understand what I'm saying? The business failed not because he lacked skills. The business did not fail because of lack of capital. The business failed because he put his hands to only labor. He didn't put the hands for rescue. Dr. K, are you listening? He says, bring that scripture up again. So the Lord brought us out, and there is a way he brought, there was a way he brought us out. There was something he used to bring us out. It was his hands. Elisha got to the barrier, and then he put his hands to use. And then the Bible says he grabbed a mantle that he picked from his pastor. And he says, where is the God of what? My pastor. And then he put his hand to use. And then he struck the river with his hands. What do you do? Your hand is the hand for rescue. It's not for feeding alone. And how you know that your hand is not for feeding alone? When you are, when people are not well, they just take them to the hospital, isn't it? Just plug them into a drip, and they are not hungry anymore. He said, why are they not hungry? He said, oh, they have turned that whole system into food, and they are passing the drip to their body. That's not a portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. But just to show you that your hand too is not meant for feeding alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? I pray that your hand today, from today, will become an extension of the hand of God.
Amen.
As it is, and as it is backed by your imagination and your confidence in this scripture. Because it's so, be it unto you according to your faith. Are you going to talk over this matter, or are you going to put your hands to use? Are you going to speak grammar over this child, or are you going to rescue this child? How many schools will you sue? Is it because you have the time to waste? How many girls will you ask out? How many men will you go out with? How many husbands will you marry? How many locations will you live in? How many? We moved to Gravesend many years ago. Right behind us, our friend was having hell. Right behind our home, the neighbors were harassing her. The children were throwing eggs into her house. And she was saying that, this neighborhood, it's because I is black. That's why. It's not because you are black. It's because your hands are useless. It's because you don't put your hands away. Praise the Lord. And I come into my house, and I move in, and I put my hands on the floor. And I say, oh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this whole ground is the holy ground. It's my hand. It's my hand. The day you think of harassing my children, your children will go for it. The day you think of throwing eggs at my house, your mother will have constipation. Eh? I did not say you've thrown stone. I said the day you think. Look. Look, are you a Christian or you are not? Are you listening? The day, if I'm a woman, the day you blink twice at my husband I met at the altar, you will have conjunctivitis. Because when we got married, that's where I hug and say, oh, honey, I love you. I rub my hand on his eyes, rub my hand on his eyes. Then you go and start winking because you are size 8. And is that what you say? Because he now walks in the city, you are winking at him because, is that what you are saying? Ladies, you talk too much. Gentlemen, you think too much. This psychoanalysis, better go see Dr. K. Because I'm telling you, this psychoanalysis, it's a buzzer. It's a buzzer. He said, with an outstretched hand. And then you are psychoanalyzing. Hey, I've not been promoted no pay rise this year. No pay rise this year. I've got to be here. You are psychoanalyzing your career. He said, so the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with great terror. You put my name on a redundancy list. The career I lay my hands on, the resume I submitted to join your organization, and after I've served you for 7 years or 8 years, you put my name on a redundancy list. Terror will meet you at night. Come on. This is not the heritage of the pastors. No. This is not the heritage of the pastor. I am not teaching you this because I'm your pastor. I have always been like this from the day I got born again. It's not being a pastor that makes me talk like this. I have always spoken like this. I have always been like this. From the day I got born again and I knew the difference between light and darkness. So what I'm saying is that the experiences of faith is not limited to your senior pastor. The difference between you and I is that I believe and I do. And I expect it to happen, and I wait for it to happen, and I keep living like that. Because the just shall live by faith. For me, it's not theology. For me, it's my life. I have only one life to live on earth, and I'm going to make it matter. I'm going to give the devil a hard time. I will give me hard time. This is one believer he can knock out. No. So make up your mind what you are going to do with your hands. Make up your mind. Put your hands to use, or you end up telling stories for the rest of your life. You either put your hands to use, or you end up telling stories for the rest of your life. So the Bible says he brought us out to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. The hand of rescue. Look at Exodus 12, 12. Exodus 12, 12. Look at the effect of that hand. The effect of that hand. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all. This is a documented fact. This is not myth. This is not the god of Zeus, you know, and Eros. No, this is not myth. This is documented fact. Egypt still exists today. And for I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. So we saw his hand at work. Are you listening? And against all the gods. So that means that there are entities, demonic entities that just plagues people. Negative things that you can't even explain. Stagnations that you can't explain. Inexplainable poverty. I have seen people suffer under serious oppression. They can't explain it. They can't explain the predicament. They cannot fight. They cannot even explain how they found themselves where they are. And God made it very clear that it wasn't just Pharaoh putting them under an economic bondage. They were under the bondage of their gods. So that means that there's an atmosphere. So apart from the fact that your neighbor is oppressing you, your atmosphere can oppress you. There are certain fruits that can never grow in England because of the atmosphere. I'm from Africa. There are certain fruits. If you like, bring the seeds in and plant them. They can't grow. Those fruits are destined to grow in a certain temperature, which the country I come from can never drop down to, unless you want to live in the freezer. You understand what I'm talking about? So apart from human harassment, there can be human harassment. But behind every human harassment, there's also an atmospheric and climatic harassment. And God said their gods was responsible for that thing. In other words, when your atmosphere or your climate is oppressing you, listen, you cannot, your skills can't work. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with the skills. Those same skill set under a different atmosphere will work, will flourish. But apart from that, so you put in the same measure of hard work, but because there's an atmospheric oppression, a climatic condition that is designated to keep you small, you just cannot make it. So some foolish people will say, I'm checking out. England didn't work for me. Right? Instead of putting their hands to use and bring terror on the enemy and deliver their career and their future, they will move to America. Like America doesn't have their own demons. You understand what I'm saying? Or you hear things like, I'm moving back home. Like there are no demons there as well. You don't know how to put, the problem is not the environment. The problem is you don't know how to put your hands to use. And that is a spiritual skill. You ain't got it. If you like move to Germany, they will jam you. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. So it's better to understand how to put your hands to use and fight for yourself and fight for your children once and for all. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, when God asked us to move to Cyprus, the same thing. I was coming out of situations in Cyprus. I took on spiritually on the authorities and I won. I took on spiritually on my boss who refused to let me go and work in the city because of my visa and I won. It wasn't a battle of words, it was a battle of spirits. And then I came here, the same thing, started up as a traffic warden, ended up as a consultant. Can't you see? There's a history. It's not fluke. Bring the same thing to ministry. Start this ministry with 5 people. Today we are at least 1,000 people. Can't you see there's a history? It's not about the environment. You are not in the city here. You are not in London here. But it's still, where did you come from? Where did you come from? You came to an industrial estate with no workable transportation to even get here. And we're on 3 services. Because of these hands. As I put this mantle in your hands, I pray that transformation will come into everything that you do from today.
Amen.
Your marriage, your children, your career. What men say is difficult because of your understanding of what the hands of God can do. That same experience, what the hands of God can do, will begin to work for you and your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Rise to your feet and let us pray. I don't know what you are believing God for this year, but we are going to pray. And say, Lord, transform my hands. Transform my hands. Transform my hands in the name of Jesus. Transform my hands. You are a supernatural being. You are a spiritual entity. Transform my hands, oh God. Transform my hands, oh God. Transform my hands, oh God. You brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Make these hands mighty. Come on, pray. It's your hands. They are your hands. They are your hands. They are underperforming right now. They are underperforming right now. They are underperforming right now. They are your hands. With an outstretched arm, with an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. Lord, as I stretch out my hands towards you, as I stretch my hands, come on, stretch those hands out. Stretch them out. As I stretch them out, oh God, let these hands become the hands of the deliverer. The one that brings victory in the name of Jesus. The one that brings signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders upon these hands. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Use these hands, oh God, to bring my destiny into a place flowing with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus. Use these hands, oh God. Use my hands. Use my hands, oh God. To bring my destiny, to bring my career, to bring my children, to bring my marriage into a place of milk and honey. According to your word, I pray in the name of Jesus. Come on, someone, raise your voice and pray tonight. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. As I pray and say, as I live here with a brand new set of hands. Spiritual hands that will bring liberation, not just to me, but to those around me. Here are my hands, oh God, bless them today. Here are my hands, oh God, bless them today. As I receive a mantle today, let this mantle, Father, let it be put to use effectively. Let there be signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say,
amen.
And the family say,
amen.
And the family say,
amen.